Welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. We are so excited you've started following Jesus and hope that these devotionals will help you on your way to this amazing adventure. So the truth we're talking about today is reading the Bible. The Bible is broken up into two main areas, the Old Testament, which is everything before Jesus came, and the New Testament, which is Jesus' coming and his life and life after. In this devotion, we wanted to take time to consider why we read the Bible, how we should read the Bible, and how to remember what we read, along with how to put it into practice. So Psalm 119:105 says this, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." So let's talk about these two expressions. First, a lamp unto my feet. I remember times of going camping with family or even in the youth group that I was a part of. There were times when it was dark and we would have to do something. Like maybe we had to use the restroom or we had to get more firewood, take out the trash, or maybe it was just as simple as cleaning up after a meal. This simple task would be difficult on its own in the dark, but could you imagine how much more difficult it would be if there was no light to see what we were doing? Could you imagine how things would get out of place, or maybe even somebody would get lost? We'd put things in the wrong places or lose things. Well, the Bible is the same way. The Bible being the lamp unto my feet is for where I'm stepping. It's a close-up consideration for me walking. Where do I put my foot? How do I make sure not to trip or step in a hole? It allows me to get to a destination. And it's the same in Scripture. The light on my path is more of a looking ahead. It's the overall view of where I'm going. Like in the camping analogy, I need to take a trash bag to the trash dumpster before bed. So I knew where the dumpster was, or at least in the direction, but I also needed to see how I would get there without tripping or hurting myself. There's all kinds of different terrain when you're walking around in camping, hills and holes and curbs and rocks. And so not only do I need to know where I'm going to the trash dumpster, but I need to have a light to show me where I'm stepping to get there. And that's the amazing thing about the way we should read a passage of Scripture. There's the overall topic or story, and then there's also the steps I need to take to get to the same location. For an example, in Psalm 119:9, Scripture says, "How can a young person stay on a path of purity? By living according to your word." So the goal in this passage is to stay on the path of purity as a young person. That's the light on the path. The lamp for my feet is more of the steps that I take to get there, the living according to your word. So the question then has to be asked, well, how do I live according to your word? And then discovering how to apply that to my daily life. See, God's desire for us through the Holy Spirit is we'd be guided and led daily, and the Holy Spirit would remind us about everything that Jesus taught. This is why it's so important for us to read the Bible. We learn all about who Jesus is, what he accomplished on the cross, the stories, how he talked with people, how he walked, how he encouraged, taught, and equipped the disciples, and ultimately how we're to live in light of all of that. The questions that we'll be answering in this devotion pertain to each scripture story that we read in any passage of scripture, and is the way for us to study as we read as well. So feel free to take a moment to ask these three questions you find in the devotional to any part of the Bible that you're reading. If you're reading a story of a particular character, what are the things that he did? How did he put the word of God into his life? Or maybe he didn't. How did he interact? Did he pray? What kind of steps did he take? What was taking place in that very moment? And consider those things, even for us. One of the things I love to do is when I'm reading about a particular character, I often ask, how did God reveal himself to this person? You know, a lot of times in stories and circumstances and even situation, we get to watch how God comes through in the life of another person, and it reveals the nature or character of God. And it's the same God that we serve today and we can trust in to be that same God for us in a similar situation. So as you go through those things, I would also highly recommend that you write them down. I know for me, the stuff I want to remember, I've got to write it down. Maybe you should consider journaling. Take a moment to write down the passage you're focusing on, and then answer the questions about the scripture, and write anything else that you think will help you as you continue on this amazing adventure with Jesus. Sometimes when I'm reading a passage, I often will ask the Holy Spirit to highlight or reveal to me a truth that I need for my life and can put into practice. And as I consider those things in regard to the story, the Holy Spirit is always so kind to show me what can I take out of that to put in my life. And that's how we can grow. So in my journal, I'll write down the passage of scripture, what I felt the meaning of it was, but then always the takeaway. Maybe there's a particular situation I'm going through and I really need guidance. That's the beauty of how the Lord speaks. He speaks to us through all kinds of things, including his word. And so allowing that to be a guide for me as well and finding out how I can put these things into practice in my life as well. So I hope you're having just a great adventure, and I hope this helps when you look at reading the Bible and getting as much out of it as you can. I hope you have a great day.